Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Yahoo gets a new CEO. That's not news, but there's something special about her. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is April 17th, 2013. Thanks for joining us today. We've got a two-day business article that begins on page 28 in your Advanced magazine. The title is Yahoo Gets a New CEO. And I mentioned at the top of the program that that headline is not news in particular. Yahoo has made a habit of getting a new CEO over the last 5 or 6 years, and not really by choice, but maybe either out of necessity or they've just been trying to find their way and they've been struggling. However, they, even with their struggles, Yahoo still survives and they're doing well. They've taken some hits in the media. However, they are still a formidable power in the internet as far as services and media is concerned. So we're going to dig into the background of their new CEO in this article. First, let me introduce our panelists. And off to my left is Amanda Youngpier. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Bill, and hi, listeners. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to learning more about Yahoo's new CEO.
Yeah, all right. Now, do you Yahoo?
Well, yes, I do in Taipei, but if I'm back in New Zealand, I don't. I use another search engine.
A New Zealand-based search engine?
Sometimes I do, but mainly I use Google.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why? What's the difference in Taipei or New Zealand?
That's a really good question. I think for me, just I find that in Taipei, for me, Yahoo is used a lot more by local businesses. So there's a lot more information provided for me through Yahoo.
Okay, very good. Also here is Josh Mooney. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Bill. Great to be back.
Yeah, good to have you here. Now, what about you? Do you use Yahoo often?
I use it as my junk email account. So,
oh, I'm sure they're happy about that. Thank you for
much.
Your business. Thank you for giving us your junk.
I use Gmail and Google for most of my businesses that Yahoo, I think, would like to have my clicks on. But no, I don't use Yahoo much, and it's sort of lost its relevancy for me.
Did you use them more before?
I did, yes. It was definitely pre-Google. It was my search engine. It was my finance tool. It was my mail service for many, many years. I got my first email account when I moved to Asia in 1996, mm-hmm. and it was a Yahoo account. And it's still live, except now it's filled with newsletters and coupons.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, it's not that Yahoo went bad. It's just that in the tech world, new things come around. Hmm. New things evolve and develop. And certainly Yahoo is developing and evolving their own products and services. But just somebody else has got a newer, better, bigger idea. And a lot of it, too, is just what's hot. Mm-hmm. Also, human nature likes change. People want change. They like change, especially when it comes to the web. It's just, what have you done for me lately? And what's new? What's hot? And so, you know, we've had many sites that have been hot and then not. You know, MySpace, then Facebook. And then maybe there's Yahoo, and then Google comes along. And you've got so many other more specific websites that pull people from another place. So,
well, that's why the old guard brands like Yahoo need to continually innovate. And Google has done that. They yep. have continued to try new products, new services. They haven't always worked. Mm-hmm. I think Google Plus was a pretty big failure. Yep. But they've continued to innovate just their mail program, Gmail, mm-hmm. in such a way that it's kept it vibrant and fresh and added new features. And whether you're using them or not, you feel that Google is at least moving you forward in technology, where Yahoo just always felt like you're stuck in 1998.
Mm, which is like being stuck in another century on the internet.
Yes.
So, okay, well, let's get into our article here, Yahoo Gets a New CEO. Turn to page 28, and we will have our first reading going down to line 16 on the left column.
Yahoo gets a new CEO. Well-respected Google exec Marissa Mayer jumps ship. Longtime Google executive Marissa Mayer, one of Silicon Valley's best-known personalities, now as Yahoo CEO, has become one of the most prominent female leaders in business. The struggling internet giant announced that it is turning to Mayer, 37, its fifth CEO in 5 years, to spearhead a massive turnaround effort that has gained little traction the past few years. Mayer succeeds interim CEO Ross Levinson. At Google, Mayer earned kudos for her management of several key technologies and a reputation as a demanding perfectionist. She molded the look and feel of some of the company's best-known and used products, services such as Google Search, Gmail, and Google News.
Well, this is a perfect segue into this article from our previous article. We had just talked about women changing the tech world and how they have gone out and they're starting new firms. They're leaving. You know, a lot of women joined the Googles and the Facebooks and other firms like that, have had success, and then they've left and started small tech firms, these startups. And so that's what we talked about the previous 2 days. And so this dovetails in with this in some ways because we're talking about this woman who was with Google and then is now at Yahoo. So, and we had actually talked about the topic of female CEOs at Fortune 500 companies. So I like how we're continuing with this. And let's get into the reading now. Yahoo gets a new CEO. And what does the deck say there, Amanda?
It says, well-respected Google exec Marissa Mayer jumps ship. Now, exec there is short for executive. So she, Marissa Mayer, was a well-respected Google executive. Marissa Mayer, she has jumped ship, or to jump ship means to leave one company for another company because the new company has often offered benefits like a better salary or different kinds of benefits that attract that person to leave the previous company.
Okay. All right. Now, how do we start the reading?
Well, we're going to meet Marissa Mayer, and we learn that she's a longtime Google executive. And that, I think, really is the exciting part of this story, is that she's coming from the company that Yahoo has been trying to chase down for the past several years. And she already made her name. She's been quite famous. It says she's one of Silicon Valley's best-known personalities. And this is as a very successful executive at Google. And now to leave the search giant, the email giant, the behemoth in the valley, and come to the struggling Yahoo is quite exciting.
Interesting term, Silicon Valley's best-known personalities. It's almost like these some of these tech executives, they've kind of moved into the realm of being like celebrities, movie stars, athletes, right?
They certainly have. Whether it's Zuckerberg or Steve Jobs, these were larger-than-life folks that have kind of risen above just the pages of Fortune and business magazines and become parts of pop culture. Mm. I think we think of Steve's turtleneck and Mark's hoodie as kind of symbols of this new technology generation.
Mm. Okay. So, Marissa Mayer. Mayer has become one of the best-known personalities, and now as Yahoo CEO, one of the most prominent female leaders in business. And maybe that's part of the attraction with all of this, too, is that we're used to the guys like the Steve Jobs, the Mark Zuckerbergs, the Bill Gates, and in our own way, she's kind of refreshing. Mm. You know, it's a different look, certainly, mm-hmm. and you know, maybe a certain personality type. And so there's a uniqueness about her that is undeniable. So I think that's why that's part of the media picks up on this. And especially with the internet now, where everything is on a screen in front of us, that's why we've got these tech executives now. They become these personalities, these celebrities, just by being in charge of these companies. Now, talking about Yahoo, how do we describe them in line five?
Well, we see that in the past, they have had a hard time. It says the struggling internet giant announced that it is turning to Maya. And so struggling meaning they haven't done very well in the past. And so they're looking to, they're turning to and relying or depending on Maya. It's fifth CEO in 5 years. So we see that they've had different people at the leadership role there. Struggling with that, to spearhead a massive turnaround. Spearhead means to lead or start a large, maybe U-turn, a change in direction. Yahoo is really needing something or somebody to bring change to the company.
Okay, Yahoo started, I believe it was 1998 or 99, and they were the hot thing for a long time. Them and AOL, of course, they were so popular and hot, but you know, like everything else, they fell, you know, down to competition. All of a sudden, this competition was there, and people caught up to them. So, but we see here they to try and get their mojo back. They have tried a turnaround effort, but it has gained little traction.
That's right. They had brought in their founder, Jerry Yang, to be CEO several years back, and he tried to regroup the mojo. Carol Bartz had a software background. She was the CEO for the past 3 or 4 years. And then this interim person, we learn at the end of the paragraph, Ross Levinson. And I think it was, are we an entertainment company? Are we a media company? Are we an online advertising company providing search and email tools? It was this constant up, down, not sure what they're committed to, what really is Yahoo in the 2000s, I think was a mystery to a lot of folks, which is why the company is now in its fifth CEO in 5 years, which is not what you would normally see. I think a CEO's normal tenure would hopefully
be 5 years.
5 years.
Should be at least one for 5 years.
Right.
That would be a normal expectation. The word interim, Amanda.
Interim, meaning temporary. So we see Mayer here has succeeded over the interim CEO, Ross Levinson. So she's taken over from somebody who was temporarily in the role of CEO.
Yeah. And even this Ross Levinson was kind of an outsider. He's been at several different companies, and he was only at Yahoo a very short period of time, just right before that. He was only there a year or two before that. And so then they put this interim label on him. And as Josh was saying, what happens with all these directors, you end up with all sorts of different visions. Mm. And if you keep changing directions, you're going to get nowhere.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Now, at Google,
Mayer earned kudos, it says, which is praise. If someone gives you kudos, they are praising you for something you've done, an accomplishment you've had. And she earned kudos for her management style and management of different technologies, as well as her reputation as a demanding perfectionist.
Are you a demanding perfectionist?
Oh, no, but I think I need more of those qualities sometimes.
All right. What is that?
Just expecting a certain standard of quality, maybe the way you do things, those kinds of things. I think I could do better.
Steve Jobs was a demanding perfectionist.
Oh,
he drove people crazy
with
his stuff. You know, he would just, every little detail he focused on, and he had people running around like crazy because he was so demanding.
Yeah.
Not only is she a demanding perfectionist, Mayer has a reputation as a workaholic. I read somewhere where she even had known for her 120-hour work weeks.
Wow.
So you're talking about somebody who would work 18 hours a day, and she had done this for a long time. And because of that, all of that work, she was able to accomplish a lot of things, right, Josh?
It says she molded the look and feel of some of the company's best known and used products. And we talked about a few of them, but if you're a Google fan, of course, Google is known primarily for its search engine, but it has other tools that a lot of us use on a daily basis, like Gmail, which is its email program, and the Google News Service, which allows you to customize your own web news feed via either RSS or on a website, and it surfaces up content that's specific to your interests. And so she was the woman behind these successful services.
Intimately involved in many of their key products and services, and we'll learn a little bit more about that. She started there very early, right at the beginning, and so she was key to much of Google's success. She was a part of the team that made Google, Google. So, and that's why she was able to move on now to Yahoo as their new CEO. Now, let's get into our next reading.
Breathing new life. The appointment of mayor could perk up spirits among Yahoo employees and investors. Jonathan Yarmus called it a PR masterstroke for Yahoo, which has struggled mightily to attract and keep top-flight talent in its competitive battle with Google and Facebook. "I'm surprised and impressed," says Yarmus, an analyst at HFS Research. "Yahoo has been able to attract someone of the highest caliber here. This is really the first thing out of Yahoo in a decade that you can't snicker at. She's the kind of person you didn't think Yahoo could get. I am honored and delighted to lead Yahoo, one of the Internet's premier destinations for more than 700 million users," Mayer said in a statement. During her 13 years at Google, Mayer was responsible for shaping Google's most popular products, ranging from its search homepage to Gmail and Google Images. Recently, she oversaw the company's location and local services, including Google Maps, encompassing more than 1,000 product managers. Mayer also sat on Google's operating committee that advised Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin. Google CEO Page, in a statement, called Mayer a tireless champion of our users.
Breathing new life. Now, what do we mean by breathing new life?
Well, it brings some new ideas and some fresh air, we might say, to a stale organization, in this case, Yahoo. So Marissa Mayer's arrival was seen as bringing some new energy to Yahoo.
All right. And we start out by saying that the appointment of mayor, and when somebody is appointed, they're chosen and selected by a board. It's going to be the board of directors there. So the appointment of mayor could do what, Amanda?
Could perk up spirits among Yahoo employees and investors. To perk up means to make it more interesting or exciting. You know, like you said at the top there, breathing new life. They could, just breathe new life into Yahoo employees and investors.
Yeah, so it's something where they're trying to influence not only the internal people, the people working there, but also the investors. Investors need some excitement. Why should we put our money into this stock? Now, we hear from an outside analyst.
That's right. Jonathan Yarmus, who we learn in the next paragraph, is an analyst at HFS Research. And we talked about analysts earlier in the month, right, Bill? These are people who are paid to evaluate companies and tell you what you should invest in. And he says this move is a PR masterstroke. And I like that word, masterstroke, something very clever that you do to produce success.
Yeah, public relations masterstroke. So he likes it, and he thinks Yahoo did a good job this. And this is almost counter to how things have gone with them previously.
That's right. Previously, they've struggled to attract and keep top-flight talent. Top-flight meaning just the best quality or the highest quality. Like Marissa, she's from Google. She's very high up in Google. And so it's been difficult for them previously to get these top executives to come on board to Yahoo.
Why? And to stay. Well, because the companies lacked vision. You know, we said five new CEOs in 5 years. When a CEO comes in, they take some time to evaluate the scene, and then they present their vision for the company. And some people are on board with that vision and want to see it through, and others say, well, that's not the direction I want to be going in, and I leave. So Yahoo's biggest problem at the executive level has been keeping, and what we say retaining, which means just to keep, when we talk about human capital, these top resources, which is what you need when you're competing with the likes of Google and Facebook.
Google and Facebook, certainly they're going to have no reservations about going in and poaching the best people at Yahoo, right? Mm-hmm. Saying, hey, your company's going nowhere. Josh, come on over here. We'll give you X number of dollars more a year than you're making.
Mm-hmm.
Great opportunity. We'll feed you at lunchtime, too, with some fine cuisine. How's it sound?
That's right. And Yahoo is known for not having near the perks that a place like Google and Facebook does. And that's one of the things that Mayer did very quickly when she got there was she changed the policy and said, we're not going to give out Blackberries to our executives anymore. We're going to give you iPhones.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. So there, change right there. So you have to change the culture, too. You have to completely change it. That's what she's trying to do. Now, Jonathan Yarmus, then we hear a quote from him at the top of the right column.
Hear from him. He says, I'm surprised and impressed. Yahoo has been able to attract someone of the highest caliber here. And caliber meaning a highest quality, highest level.
Yeah. So he's just saying, hey, look, because of their recent performance, the top people were not going there.
Mm.
So he's stunned that they were able to get Marissa Mayer. And this is really the first thing, what?
Well, it's the first thing that they've done in a decade that says you can't snicker at. Mm. And to snicker means to almost turn your head and laugh quietly at something that someone did. A bit rudely, maybe, to make fun of someone doing something silly. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Yahoo did make a lot of dumb moves, we could say, over the last few years, but they're still a great brand name, and they still have a lot of visitors, what we say, eyeballs, coming to their websites. Mm-hmm. So they did I don't think I was as surprised as Jonathan Yarmus was that someone would take the CEO job, but he felt that she was the kind of person you didn't think Yahoo could get.
Yeah, because it's kind of funny. There have become places where the top executives will actually avoid. They won't consider going to because that place may not be trending in the right direction, and they are concerned about their career. They're concerned about their reputation. Nobody wants to jump ship to a sinking ship.
Right.
Right.
So if they're going to jump ship, they want to get on a rocket that's going to be taken off to new orbits. And mm-hmm. so that's kind of what Jonathan Yarmus is talking about here. He says, well, surprising that she would go there based upon their recent performance.
But I think some people who like challenges might look at it as a win-win, where mm-hmm. if she goes there and can't turn it around, well, they say, it's not your fault. It's Yahoo. It was a sinking ship anyway.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if she can make a change of it and turn the ship around, she will be hailed as a tech genius.
Right.
Okay. Now, what does Marissa Mayer say?
She says, I'm honored and delighted to lead Yahoo, one of the Internet's premier destinations for more than 700 million users. So we see that there still are a lot of people using Yahoo.
Yeah. Okay. It still is at the top of the food chain in the Internet. So when you talk about top five Internet companies, Yahoo is up there, probably maybe number three or four in most rankings. Now, we learn a little bit about her background.
Right. When she was at Google over the course of 13 years, it says she was responsible for Google's most popular products. And that's something that Yahoo has really struggled in the past 3 or 4 years to deliver any products that anyone cares about. But Google, on the other hand, has created some real winners, from its homepage to Gmail to Google Images, which is an incredible database at google.com/images where you can type in pretty much anything and get a high-quality mm-hmm. photo to yeah. use in your art projects or in anything you're doing that you have the rights to use, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And now she's been there for 13 years and worked on many of these things recently.
Well, recently at Google, just before she moved over to Yahoo, she oversaw the company's location and local services, including Google Maps. I think we've heard a lot about Google Maps. I think we've even done several articles on that.
Yeah, we've done Google Maps, and I believe we're also talking about, for instance, the Street View
mm-hmm.
and some of these other things where they do go out and they actually photograph so many different places. You can actually be there because of this service.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
You go look at my house in Southern California, how they have such a recent picture of it. It's incredible how frequent they are out taking pictures for their street view.
I think there's even a picture of Josh out there mowing the lawn. Before and after,
exactly.
Right? The beautifully manicured lawn then. Put that one on there.
But these are very successful services. The point the author's making here is that she has seen from start to finish, when you oversee something, you're responsible for it. So she has, whether they were her idea or not, she has been the person responsible for some very successful software launches at Google. And I think I've said now 3 times, we can't name any successful recent launches at Yahoo. We use it for its search, for its email, but there aren't any great apps that you download from Yahoo, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's something that I can't think of any right now. No.
Nope. No,
and it's not even in the conversation. People normally just don't even have it in the conversation. When you talk about what did you do today on the internet, oh, I went on Facebook or I Googled this, don't hear the word Yahoo in the conversations. So in addition to being responsible for all of these products and services, she was very responsible for people managing 1,000 product managers. Of course, not individually and personally. These were people that, you know, it would be layered, but that's a lot of people to be responsible for and actually make them all head in the same direction. Now, in addition to managing products and people and projects, Mayer also
sat on Google's operating committee. Now, when we say sat on, we don't literally mean she sat on them. We're talking about the fact that she was part of the committee and that advised Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin.
Okay. And speaking of Larry Page, what does he have to say?
Well, he calls Mayer a tireless champion of our users. And if you're working 120 hours a week, you are definitely tireless.
I'll tell you what, I really don't know. Have you ever worked 120 hours a week?
No.
I don't know how anybody does that. So actually, how people do that is they do live at the office. So we've discussed off air some examples of people who actually do have beds in their offices and they just work. You know, they'll be there for 3, 4, 5 days. They won't go home. And it's interesting. She has been rewarded for all of this hard work. I'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow. But then you have to decide, am I willing to do this for the reward? And there's no guarantee of that reward either. So we'll do that tomorrow. Come on back, listeners. We'll see you then. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.